First of all, thank you for all the warm welcomes that you've given me since I've started. You have made moving here as easy as possible, supporting us with packers and movers, with wine and mac and cheese and pie. Someone left a pie on our stoop. It was so great. And then brunch. And even as I was walking in this morning, the Lebanese caterer was in the kitchen, and she's like, here, have some spinach pie. And I'm like, sweet. You keep feeding me. I love it. You've also given me time and space to unpack in the parsonage prior to the start date. So thank you. Thank you for all the ways that you have been so gracious to me and my family as we get settled. I think it's really super ironic that our lectionary text for today is about being on the road, as we have recently trekked 1,208 miles with a geriatric dog and a geriatric cat and an infant and a 4.5-year-old. The phrase on the road has become a little triggering for this pastor. It began with two flat tires in Minnesota and ended with two screaming children on the George Washington Parkway. And in between, there are a lot of chicken nuggets, a lot of crying, a few wrong turns. Let's just say that being on the road is not something I'm looking forward to doing anytime soon. It makes me really vulnerable to be on the road. You could get lost at any moment. You're at the mercy of your cell phone battery and the golden arches and gas stations. You have to trust that these big trucks and motorcycles and Teslas are going to pay attention to you in this little yellow car. And you also have to trust that Google actually knows the way, right? And there comes a certain point when there is not enough caffeine or Beyonce to keep you awake. On the road. Our disciples in our story today are also on this road. And they're walking because, well, when their whole world has been flipped upside down and inside out, sometimes you just don't know what else to do. Going for a walk is the only thing that makes sense. They had left everything they'd known, their jobs, their families, their communities, to follow Jesus, this rabbi. They had had hope that he would be the one to bring release to the captives, justice to the oppressed, abundant life for all people. And yet, instead of this happening, they had just watched their teacher be arrested, put on an embarrassing public trial, tortured, and killed. They had hoped for so much, and it had crumbled right before their eyes. And then, on day number 3, the unexpected happened. Jesus' body was gone, and there were angels instead. This was wild, even scary. Jesus had talked about this, but seriously, people do not come back from the dead. What could any of this mean? And so these two go for a walk. And there on the road, they encounter this stranger who asks them, "How are you doing?" And together they have this honest conversation as they continue to walk. With the space to share honestly and grieve, these two begin to feel less anxious, less alone. And when they arrive at their evening destination, they invite this stranger to have dinner with them. And once this bread is broken, they realize it's actually Jesus. And their hearts have been burning this whole time. I take great comfort in this story because these disciples just don't get it. They've been told by the women and the other disciples and even Jesus along the way that this is what's going to happen. I'm going to die and I'm going to come back to life. And yet still they have a hard time with this whole resurrection business. It's hard to believe in. It's hard to shake the anxiety and grief. It's hard to hold on to hope when all seems at a loss. But dear ones, we can take heart. Because it's on this road between doubt and trust that Jesus promises to show up. When the world stops making sense, whether we face death or resurrection, Jesus promises to meet us. We don't have to have everything figured out, our lives organized, and our bank account balanced. Jesus shows up in these messy, sad, mysterious moments. This whole two-service thing. Combined with the spring pollen. It's a new adventure. All right. So Jesus shows up in these messy, sad, mysterious moments. When we feel alone, when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel like the only thing we can do is put one foot in front of the other, Jesus shows up, ready to listen what's on our hearts and minds, ready to encourage us and remind us of the hope found in love, and feed us with what we need for this very moment. It is on the road, through one another, that we encounter the divine. And often it doesn't make sense fully. It can't be rationalized or explained. It's a feeling we get in our gut. It's the bread on our plate, the gentle touch of a hug or a loving text message, the welcome of an unexpected stranger, a little push to keep going, despite the odds. Faith Lutheran, despite my whining earlier, I actually am really excited to be on the road with you. Together, I hope that we can name all that we had hoped for. We can lament all the ways that life just does not turn out the way we want it to, the ways it just doesn't make sense. And we can promise to show up for one another, pray for each other and support each other, and most importantly, feed each other, something you've already shown me you know how to do. Together, we can be on the lookout for where Jesus is going to show up next, here in this place, in this neighborhood, and beyond. Amen. Thanks be to God.